Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And welcome and good morning. My name is Pat Cassell. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall. He's got a long weekend. I'm hanging out here having some fun with my man Jameson. Welcome to Live and Local Now. You know, how many of you out there or how many of your loved ones are out there enjoying Black Friday? I mean, you have a big Thanksgiving meal. We overeat. We sit around. Hopefully we appreciate the people who made the food and we appreciate the loved ones that we get to share the day with. But man, Friday, last night people are talking about going shopping at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and waiting online for hours to go shopping to save $100, $200. I wouldn't do it. What's your time worth? How important is it to go shopping at 6 o'clock in the morning on a day off? This is better than Christmas because you get a four-day weekend. You get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What in the hell are people? Are people just crazy? And they're expecting the numbers to be just off the chart. Amazon, online shopping. And that's the other thing. How many people get their stuff robbed when they get delivered? Make sure you deliver it to your work where they can deliver it to you personally. And if it's that big an item, make sure you stay home. But realistically, how many of you out there are going to make sure that you take advantage of all these big sales? How many of you out there are listening to me right now on the radio? The best way to let me know is by dialing 1-844-2-NEVADA. And it's 844-263-8232. Love to talk to you. You know, you got the UNLV, UNR game. Oh, this is rivalry weekend. Big, big football games. You know, you got Michigan, Ohio State, Mississippi State, Mississippi last night. You got Notre Dame, USC. You got UNLV, UNR. It's exciting. But there's so much going on. I mean, it's just a weekend where everybody gets out, gets away, they hang out, they relax, they have fun, loved ones come in, and then a month from now we do it again for Christmas Day. Or in some cases we don't. They say travel during this season was at record highs. Does it make sense? Is it sensible? Another thing that a lot of people do around this time, they go to the movies. A lot of movies come out. It's a big deal. Big deal. Right now, I know my granddaughter wanted to go to the movies last night, and I'm like, I don't think so. But, I mean, you got this new movie regarding Ralph Breaks the Internet, supposedly breaking all kinds of records, Green Book, Creed. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Are you going to go to the movies this weekend? Are the movies getting better? And there's a lot of movies coming out in December that look pretty exciting. Like you got The Mule with Clint Eastwood. You got Aquaman. You got a political movie, The Front Runner, which just came out, got an A rating regarding Gary Hart. The Democratic presidential nominee of Gary Hart back in 88, played by Hugh Jackman. There's a movie coming out Christmas Day called Vice, which is getting a lot of making a lot of noise regarding former Vice President Dick Cheney. And you, if you notice, some of these movies are coming out, there's an innuendo to his message. It's all amazing stuff. So what about you? Are you a moviegoer? Are you going to be going to the movies? And what do you think about all the remakes? Lion King, Mary Poppins is returning. I mean, are we getting drowned by lack of productivity, lack of brain power in Hollywood? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, just there's just so much going on that you look at this stuff and, you know, what are we doing? And then we take into consideration the importance of Thanksgiving. How many of you took time to either donate a bag of groceries to somebody, maybe went down into a food kitchen and helped feed the needy? You know, this is a big time of year. Does anybody out there, what's your feeling about that? Christmas or for that matter, Thanksgiving. Do you help those that are not as fortunate as you? Do you make it your business to be occupied with that time, or do you preoccupy your time with other things without thinking about others? I mean, this is one of the things about the United States that's interesting. The other day when I went shopping at Sprouts, yes, I donated a bag of groceries, and I will more than once. Last year, I donated tons of Thanksgiving turkeys. And I mean, it's so important that we not forget those people out there that are not doing so well. This is the time of year where we should feed everybody. And it's interesting because when you look at how much expenditures we had during the campaign season in the billions, yet we spend way more money on Thanksgiving. And this Thanksgiving was a little bit cheaper than the last few Thanksgivings. They said prices were down. You're looking at about an average of $5 a person to have a Thanksgiving meal if you make a big meal at your home. And then I talked to my friends, and they're talking about turkey and their prime rib and their stuffed shells. And what do you make? Do you just make turkey? Do you just have a regular old-fashioned Thanksgiving meal where you serve food? You know, you say a prayer. Do you watch football? I know I did. I watched all the games. There were three games yesterday, the Lions and the Bears. My game I liked, it was the last game, was the Saints game. That was a good game. Then, of course, there was the Cowboy game. Every year we see the Cowboys and the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. So that's usually pretty exciting. Watched a little bit of Mississippi State, Mississippi game. That was lackluster. But most importantly, I got to enjoy my granddaughter. She was awesome. She hung out with us. She came over Thanksgiving Eve, helped my wife bake. She actually made a pineapple upside-down cake with my wife, which is outstanding when you think about it because a 9-year-old kid outcooks her mother. My daughter has trouble boiling water, but not Mimi. Mimi can cook. She gets it done. God bless her. So this is going to be an interesting show. I mean, more low-key. I am going to have a guest at 9:30. Well, the state chairman of the Republican Party, Michael McDonald, and we're going to ask him point-blank, what's going on? Why all the finger-pointing? We'll discuss that. We'll touch on the fact that McCarran Airport will now have a new name. Harry Reid, like him or not, is battling pancreatic cancer. He served the Senate from 1987 until he retired in 2017. His footprint in Nevada politics was amazing. Whether you liked him or not, he did a lot of different things. And so Steve Sisolak will, in fact, rename McCarran Airport after Harry Reid. And they want to try to do it before it becomes a posthumous appointment. Adam Laxalt's grandfather, Paul, they want to name the Reno Tahoe International Airport after him as well. He just died last August at the age of 96. What do you feel about that? What do you think about Harry Reid calling it Reid International or Laxalt International? Is that a big deal? Not a big deal. You know, Pat McCarran was the first true politician of Nevada politics. And if you watch the movie The Godfather 2, that is, which was on yesterday, you'll see how that all worked out. A lot of things we'll talk about. We'll talk about that again. I'm just throwing topics out there for you to interact with me if you'd like. And then we will be talking a lot about health insurance, health care on the show. You all know I'm an advertiser. I am an insurance broker. And I get a lot of phone calls from people been calling in and chiming in regarding these various policies and the stuff that's going on. And we're going to talk about the robocalls that are going on that are not necessarily real insurance. And really, what is the consumer buying? A lot of consumers looking at these Liberty Health shares and these Meta shares and these ministry plans because they're cheaper. Is cheaper better? We'll talk about that. So we got a lot to talk about today here on a day after Thanksgiving Friday. and we'll sit around, we'll have some fun, and we'll just enjoy ourselves. And we're gonna hit Michael McDonald with some serious questions. A lot of people out there have a lot to say about it, and we're gonna hit you guys right back with it. We're gonna put him on the spot and see what he has to enter, how he interacts, and how his response. My name is Patrick Casale. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin Wall. You're listening to Live and Local now at 790. It talks, rocks, you name it, we do it. My name is Pat Casale. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back at 9:20 on a Friday. the 20th, what's it, today's the 23rd already? We got, what, a month and a day or two for Christmas? You know what's interesting? And I got an interesting call coming in. What happens to all the food? How much food? Do we just gorge ourselves in food? Do we overbuy? Do we overcook? How much waste is there? We go to Carl, Clinical Carl, good morning. And your topic is a brilliant one. There's a lot of food waste. Hello?
Hello? Oh, yeah. Hi, Pat.
Lower that radio if you don't mind in the background.
Okay. I'm one of Kevin's favorite callers. Jameson will tell you that I'm lying about that. Anyway, I have a friend who owns a bunch of franchises of a chicken place, a fast food. I won't mention a company. But at the end of the day, for a long time, they've been throwing out chicken. At the end of the day, what they don't sell, hundreds of pieces of all the stores. And I said to him, this is crazy. I said, I finally talked to them in the calling places like Four Square, some of these charities, to pick it up. They'll be glad to pick it up.
You know, Carl, says, that's well, a great topic.
Some, yeah.
I got to interrupt you on that one. That's it. You know what's funny? You bring that up. We used to go to Sam's. Sam's has like these great chickens they cook. And at the end, if you get there when they're closing, they throw away the ribs and the chicken. I'm like, there's food banks all over town. Why can't we help? And you know why? Because we have attorneys out there that'll sue for every little thing. If a person gets an upset stomach, they'll sue. If they choke on a bone. You and I are absolutely 100,000% together on this. It's a sin that we're not using that food to help people eat. Same with buffets, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, he was throwing out hundreds of pieces a day from all the different franchises. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're still going to sell it, so what are they afraid of? If they sold it and somebody got sick, it'd be the same legal problem that they would have anyway. I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know. I just think all places should do that.
There is not 1 ounce of an argument for me, especially because a lot of those foods that you're talking about, these chickens, They're beautiful. I mean, it's a shame that we're not feeding people. But again, we live in a society where everybody's litigious. Like, for example, I'll go a step further. Let's say at the end of the day, let's say the place will close at 9. Between 9:15 and 9:30, if you come to the back, we'll give your family a chicken, a whole chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great. But unfortunately, it's because of the lawsuits. And your buddy probably told you the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he says he was afraid somebody got sick or whatever. I said, don't be ridiculous. I mean, come on, you're going to sell it to somebody, right? So at the end of the day, if you call them and you close the store, they'll come pick it up immediately. You know, they're not going to say we'll be here in 2 days to get it. They send somebody immediately to pick it up.
Isn't that?
And he said, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's stupid. It's just, it's a waste and it's a crime as far as I'm concerned. Anyway,
I agree with you. How about the pie? How about all the pies that are given out around for the holiday by the various casinos? And usually people get, you know, 2 to 4 pies. I only picked up one. We got 2, 1 each. My wife got one place. I got another, an apple pie and a pumpkin pie. Simply because how many pies can you get?
The station casinos.
Right.
I got them at the station casinos. I know.
I mean,
we pick them up at the station. Yeah,
you know what? You know what would be an interesting deal if the casinos could do this? Have a maybe do a buffet, holiday buffet for free for certain people that are not necessarily financially in the doing well. To me, that would be a great justice to the consumers and to the society and as a whole. You and I are absolutely hitting it. I love your topic, and it's a good one, and it's a shame that we have to fight like this with people over these lawyers that want to sue all the time.
Well, the casinos wouldn't do that. They'll say, we'll give you some free stuff if you guarantee to lose $100 gambling. Then they'll do it.
you got a point there, don't you? That's pretty funny, Carl.
That's how they operate. Anyway,
I hope you had a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. That was Clinical Carl. My name is Pat Casal. The number 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. You want to chime in? Why don't you do it right now? Love to talk to you. You know, he makes a great point, though. I mean, how much food do we throw away in the United States of America? When you consider there are parts of this world that are starving, yet we throw away tons of food. We have pies galore. I mean, like my like last night. Everybody who was there, my daughters came over with their men, okay? My buddy Scotty didn't want anything. He was the only person. He was the only guest we had. We're trying to give away all this food. We had mashed potato. I made enough mashed potatoes to sink a ship. And so, and my mashed potatoes are pretty good. My daughter loves them. So I made them for her. But it's like, what can we do with all this food? And, you know, and we're trying to lose some weight, get a little healthier. And it's like, oh, please. I mean, you get to food overload. And, you know, I think this Christmas I'm going to really bear back and not make as much. I'm going to limit what I make. I'm going to make like one meal and one dish and maybe a couple sides. I want to try to bear, you know, cut back. It's not necessary to make all that food and have all that leftover. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just all crazy stuff. When we come back after the break, we'll bring in Michael McDonald. We're going to give him a call. But, you know, officials offer warning on insurance robocalls. This is November 6th in RJ. Cold call offers often misleading and untrue. I've been arguing and bitching about this for months because my phone rings off the hook and somebody's trying to sell me insurance. And that, all you got, if you want to know if the insurance is not legit and it's invalid, what you do is push a button, talk to somebody, and tell them you have medical maladies. They'll hang up on you. Better yet, I've told people that I work for the Department of Insurance. They hang up on me. Insurance experts warn health insurance robocalls offering low copays and premiums are more than often misleading and false. And my friend Heidi Sterner says if it seems too good to be true, it usually is. And that's really where we're looking at it. We go back to the phones. We got Robert. He wants to talk about food waste. I think it's a great topic. Hey, Robert, how about you?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. I want to say, Mr. Wall, and 790 is the greatest AM station in the planet. Just want to say about the food, the biggest problem is they worry about the getting sued for giving somebody food, and they come back and say they made them sick. So we just have to get them to sign a release of liability, that's all. And then that's it. You sign for it and say, there it is. You eat it at your own risk. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. That's all. God bless you guys. 790 AM rocks.
Thank you, and have a great holiday. You know, he's got a point there, but I often wonder about those disclaimers. Some attorney will find a loophole. But going back to my other topic I was talking about, officials warning about robocalls. One recent phone call claimed that you could get a plan through Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, Cigna, and save as much as 50%. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. One of the guys that listens here called me the other day. I won't mention his name. And he goes, you know, I'm looking for insurance with a $2,500 deductible. And I'm like, $3,000 seems like the off exchange seems like the lowest I can find. And then he gave me a premium based on his ages. And I'm like, this is not a qualified health plan. And you need to be careful because a lot of people are being offered stuff online or over the phone that's not necessarily true. This Wednesday before the holiday, I get a call from a client who left me 30 days ago because she thought she got a better deal. They're back. And we'll talk more about healthcare later on. But when we come back at the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on Chairman Michael McDonald. We're going to hit him up with some real questions about what's in store for him and the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. My name is Pat Casale. This is 790 Talk That Rocks. Hail to the chief.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. Live and local now. My name is Patrick Casale. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin Wall. And just for the record, I do another show, another station, and that station was closed today, so I'm here anyway, just so you understand why I'm all over the place. Unfortunately, I get all over. Kind of worries me. I want a special live and local now call out to Coachella Valley, 98.1 Talk Now. That's 1400 AM and KNNR, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, 1230 in Ely. That's Keely out there, K-E-L-Y. 98.5 KNNT in Battle Mountain. We got 101.1 in Amargosa Valley. That's KPKK. 98.7 in Hawthorne, Nevada. And then KPVM TV, channel 46.6 in Pahrump. My name is Pat Casale. You are listening to Live and Local Now. We are going to be joined now by a friend of mine named Michael McDonald. He is the state chairman, currently the longest sitting chairman in the state of history, as well as the longest sitting chairman in the United States currently. Usually it's about a year or so, but Michael McDonald has put up with a lot of guff, a lot of flack since the November 6th debacle. And it's funny because they want to blame him, but it's not necessarily the state party or the county party's fault that we're turning into a blue state. Michael, what say you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy late Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody had a safe one. I'd like to give tragic news. One of my fraternity brothers, if you don't mind, passed away over the weekend.
Not a problem.
I love him. Love his family. Rich Pascoe was killed yesterday. But to his family and to me, we ask that people remember in his prayers. But, you know, it's funny, Pat, is, you know, we look at you look at the holidays, and it's supposed to be a time of rejoicing and giving, and we had everybody that was, you know, just prior to the holidays, pointing fingers, yelling, screaming, division in the house. So, you know, one thing you look at it, instead of being reactive, you need to be more where you – this is where the Democrats beat us every time. You know, if we lose, we start looking and pointing fingers, and I kept telling everybody, calm down until we get the numbers. Let's see how we voted. Let's see how the numbers came in. And I had a conversation with Senator Heller yesterday via text, and Senator Roberson, the rest of them. You know, you have to wait till everything comes in so you can figure out what went wrong. And we have people who weren't even involved in the party, who never helped, who never did, picked up a vote to knock the door, never took somebody to the polls, never stuffed an envelope. Plenty of liars. But that's the problem is, you know, instead of pointing fingers, you need to unite. You need to find the problem and fix it, because the entire West Coast went blue. That's the problem we need to look at, is what was the messaging on the West Coast that didn't sell, but what was messaging in the Midwest and back East that sold? And that has been the problem we need to look at. And in talking discussion with the RNC, you know, we have the vice chairman coming back out, the co-chair, Bob Paduchek. He's 100% behind this board, behind the state board. He's coming out to reaffirm that message to the voters here and everybody that's been involved. So, you know, we have a great message going out. You know, we talked to the President of the United States. You saw that firsthand. But what has to happen is people need to, instead of point fingers, fix the problem. Unite, find out what went wrong on the entire West Coast. We lost Orange County, went blue. It's never been blue, ever.
Yeah, that's one of the most red communities in the country. In fact, from the tip of the Washington State down to the Baja in California, the entire Pacific is blue and spreading.
Yeah, I think it's the messaging. I think when you look at it and figure out what sold elsewhere, what didn't sell here. You know, for the Orange Coast counties that go blue, I mean, we have friends and relatives, a lot of people live here now, and discussing with them, you know, that's like our rural community in Nevada turning blue. That, I mean, that's how red that was. So, you know, you have great candidates that lost there. I've been in contact with, again, like I said, national and what happened on the West Coast. You got to figure Arizona, Colorado, Nevada. Texas was in scare. So imagine you have Texas goes to the final round. It's very scary. But what's happening is the division. You know, there's people that are opportunists in the Republican Party, and they, you know, they don't want to help. They want to kind of like divide and conquer so they can put their own agenda forward. And that's been the problem. I mean, we saw it here the other night with the election that happened in Clark County. You need to unite, not divide. You can't say bad things and then attack people on Facebook and everything else, and then they'll say, okay, the election's over, let's come together. That doesn't work. You know, you're not Donald Trump. You're not Ted Cruz. You know, this is a smaller part. This is a community where you need to unite, well, not divide.
We're joined by Michael McDonald, the state chairman of the Republican Party. You know, what about the consultants? What blame should they be given, considering some of the terrible commercials that they put on the air, name recognition for the opposing Democrat going against Heller, like Rosen, Rosen, Rosen? I mean, what do we do there? I mean, a lot of these consultants seem to be taken off right now. I hear a lot of them are not doing very well. We also have consultants that supposedly are Republicans supporting Democrats. I mean, a lot of inconsistency here.
Well, I think when you look at the big ones, the big consultants, then look, they did their job. It just, whatever they were putting out didn't sell. I mean, you look at the campaigns, and you have to look at what didn't sell.
What didn't sell, Mike? So,
I wish we knew. I mean, that's something that nationally they're looking at right now as well. I mean, when you have people that are at the top of the political realm, you know, the RNC, the White House, the people that have much more data than we do, they're putting things together. You know, this is something that's been amazing. This was the greatest effort we ever had in the state of Nevada, ever. And that's what I love, people who weren't involved or who are naive that didn't understand that. We had we lowered the gap with voter registration. We had boots on the ground for over almost 2 years, hit 2 million contacts. That's something that's never happened. That's something the Democrats do every year. Senator Reid built the machine years ago, and that's what they've been doing. They do it every year. The Republican Party never did that. So now we finally have, we're making movements, and, you know, it was such a great effort on behalf of the Republican Party and the state party that, you know, a lot of people, all the experts, the consultants, from the White House to the RNC to all the major campaigns, looked at it and said, this is going to be our year. And I think when you look at, as a West Coast, we found out it was the messaging. But, no, the consultants aren't to blame. There's no one to blame. You have to figure out where the problem is. Instead of pointing fingers and playing the blame game, I mean, that sells radios and that sells TV shows. But at the end of the day, we're community members. And that's what everybody has to understand. We're Republicans in the community. We have to find out what sells and what will help us get our message across. I mean, because, you know, there's not one person. There's not one magical a bad guy that's responsible for this. This is something, if it was just Nevada, then we'd have a message. But the entire West Coast got wiped out. And that means it's a regional thing. It's a regional message that's not selling.
What about the gerrymandering in Arizona, Utah, Florida? In fact, even in Nevada, they're because we don't have power, they're going to be changing the boundaries, which are going to be more beneficial to the Democrats. How do we get around all that?
Well, you know, it's a matter of having the voices of the people. I mean, we'll have the attorneys. We already have attorneys lined up for that for the Republican Party. We have people online that are experts for redrawing districts. But at the end of the day, we had Republicans this election vote for Democrats. I mean, you know, you have...
That's the obvious point that nobody talks about.
Yeah. And, you know, you had one consultant. She's she's more of a bottom feeder. She's not really a regular consultant. She usually loses all her elections. She was bragging about how she won elections. Yeah, she won the elections because she was representing Democrats. So, you know, at the end of the day, that part right there is accountability. You know, people like that, I have no problem if that's the one to make money, but don't act like you're part of the party. You're not. You're Republican, but you're not part of the party, and they shouldn't be part of the party whatsoever. If they're going to be out there representing Democrats and the other side, then you don't belong inside the mechanism to move our candidates. That's what Senator Reid did years ago. I mean, he said basically, if you're going to represent Democrats, then you're representing Democrats only, and they're inside the party. Same thing has to happen here. I mean, there's a lot of valuable lessons when you look at what we need to do. But, you know, we had a lot of senior citizens that, from what we're seeing right now, in certain areas, they were very terrified of the health care, and they voted Democrat. I mean, just by sheer numbers, you're hearing it. We had Democrats that didn't, or Republicans that didn't sit down and support Senator Heller at some of the groups, you know, the coffee clutches and the clubs that didn't make phone calls. They wouldn't make phone calls for the senator because they were worried about their health care. You know, so blaming Dean Heller for that is wrong. I mean, this is much bigger than Senator Heller or Adam Laxalt or, you know, the party itself. We have great candidates, and we have to start figuring what holds the future. And the future is, you know, you got to work with the consultants that know their jobs. They got caught flat-footed just like the entire West Coast. They were out there trying. We believe we had a great message. But at the end of the day, when you have Republicans voting for Democrats, there's no real way to understand that other than what made them do it. And I think that we're starting to drill down. Like I said, as time's starting to come together, you're seeing it was about the messaging.
Well, I got a caller, JD, here. He's a friend of mine, and he wants to ask you. He wants to either ask you a question or give you his perspective for you to discuss. Hold on 1 second. JD, welcome to the show. You're with Pat Casal and my good friend Mike McDonald.
Good morning, JD. Gentlemen. Mike, a couple of things I got out of this election. I met with two of Heller's top people. from Florida, and I encouraged them to run ads against Jackie Rosen on her trip to California, getting money for Jane, from Jane Fonda and Spielberg and the Hollywood crowd. After the election, I called one of them up, and he told me, I would rather lose with honor than try and work on ads like that. Second, the Republicans all across the nation, I think, that lost on pre-existing health conditions, Patrick will tell you, they exaggerated them. Why didn't Heller and the rest of the Republicans go back at the Democrats with ads? You broke it. We're trying to fix it. Laxalt had a situation with his campaign manager where she was physically assaulted. I didn't see that on TV at all. I didn't see any overnight ads produced to bring that out. And in that, it doesn't mention, did any of Laxalt's people, I think, was there, come to her aid with this lunatic from the left, Soros guy? And then Laxalt did not perform well in front of a Republican people that he spoke to, and I don't think he's that great of a campaigner and a speaker. Aaron Ford has four convictions, I believe one felony. Where were the ads, the attack ads against him? And it just shows me that the Republican Party and Dean Heller, who I've spoken to in the past, we're just robots. He seemed to be happy that he lost, that he's getting out of politics. He seems like, you know, he's done with it, and he's going to go back to his ranch up in northern Nevada. Because, I mean, here's a woman who lied about Danny Tarkanian, ran ads against Danny Tarkanian that were false and proven that he won in court, and he never attacked her on those. And the same thing with Lee, she ran the same ads. Danny's going to be 3-0 in lawsuits. Unfortunately, going to be 0-6 on the politician side, running for office side. And I just think, you know, we don't attack, we don't lie like they do. And I'm not saying we should lie, but when they put things on a plate and hand it to us, Heller wouldn't fight back, and Laxalt didn't fight back, and I just can't understand that mentality. And I think that's where the conservatives of the party said, you know, these are wishy-washy rhino people, and you know, they don't really give a damn about Heller anymore, even though, you know, we lost that Senate seat. And you talked about Democrats. I understand that 12%, I mean, Republicans voting for Democrats, I understand it was reported 12% of Republicans in Arizona voted for McSally's appointment. Yeah. And now the big thing that I haven't mentioned, and I could talk for an hour about it, is the Hispanic voting. All the ballots that that are being cast, 20 days of pre-election voting, and then keeping the polls open to midnight after they've had 10 or 20 days of early voting. You cannot poll watch. You cannot stop any potential fraud. You got absentee ballots. You got provisional ballots. You got so many ways of corruption and fraud. And Barbara Sagaski, and when we had the power 4 years ago, I was told by an insider who lost his election in the Assembly and the Senate, that she didn't even push for her bill on a voter ID that she introduced back 4 years ago. It was just a PR stunt. She's as weak as can be.
Thank you, JD. Michael, please answer if you can.
Well, I don't know where to start. Thank you, JD. You know, as far as the bill was pushed, I don't know about that. You know, Barb was very attentive. She had people. She had the Department of Justice. You heard me talk about it on Kevin's show last week. Department of Justice was there. Members from the campaign, Republican Party, Democratic Party were there. So she's been pretty much open as far as allowing on election day, having people inside in case there's any irregularities. As far as, and it goes back to a lot of frustration. Look, Dean's not happy he lost. I can say that right now. He's very disappointed. When you look at it, as far as the messaging, that has to go back to the campaign as far as what they decide how they want to lay out their messages. And, you know, it's easy to look at right now and see, you know, we could have, would have sold. I think at the time, I'm guessing, JD, I'm not, I don't know for sure. I think at the time they were looking at it and they had evidence that showed that it wasn't the negative wasn't going to sell for whatever reason. But I think you go back to one thing JD hit on all his is he talked about health insurance, and I know Pat, you've been in the front line on this for a long time, but that was the big issue. If I looked at anything, I mean, you talk to people in the community. I was at Costco, I was at Sam's Club, Walmart, just when I'm grocery shopping, Smith's, Albertsons, and you're out there and you're hearing people and they come up to you and they're like, why would you want to take my health care away? This is my mother has a condition. And these are people that are Republicans. So when you start to look at that, I think that JD pointed out, a lot of Republicans, again, as the numbers start coming out, a lot of Republicans voted Democrat because they were terrified of the health care plan. Like, what's going on? I'm going to lose my health insurance. Look, the Democrats totally screwed it up. And, Nancy Pelosi in her speech saying, we won't know what's in it until we read it. I know for a fact my health insurance was taken away. And, President Obama says you can keep your doctor. Your rates won't go up. All lies. All lies. My rates almost quadrupled. I can't go to my doctor that I was with the entire time. So all those were lies that sold the American people. But I think overall they were so terrified what happened with this health care bill that they were willing to take a gamble with the Democrats because they didn't want to lose it. If you have senior citizens, and I mentioned we have, groups that were women's groups that wouldn't make phone calls for Senator Heller, that wouldn't help. We had people that wouldn't help stuff envelopes, people that wouldn't. So we had a lot of people that wouldn't engage. That was kind of surprising for us here locally in Clark County. So, Pat, firsthand because you're in the business. But the health insurance scare, that scared a lot of people.
Well, hold that thought. Hold your thought there because I want to touch on that. We're going to go to a break. We got a couple of callers as well. But I will tell you this. I told you this, and I've told this to everybody else. Every commercial on either side of the aisle regarding health care was a lie. And any Republican who would run a campaign specifically on pre-existing, I wouldn't vote for him. You're listening to Live and Local now. My name is Patrick Casale. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin, who's away for the holiday. We're joined by State Chairman Michael McDonald. We have two callers on deck. We're going to take a break. We come back. Michael McDonald will wrap up the hour for us, and we will talk to these callers. Stay tuned.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's health care options. We can help you find health care plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality, thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Final segment of this hour. We got Michael McDonald. We're going to let him wrap it up because he's only got about 2 minutes. Mike, you were talking about the health care, how bad it was, the advertising for health care, and how people were scared into voting.
Well, I think that the numbers are starting to show that was one of the biggest messages, is the health care hasn't been done yet. And so many people were terrified by where it was going that a lot of our senior citizens didn't vote the way they're supposed to. And that was the big push we saw that really hurt us. And there's more factors. Look, time's going to tell, and the experts we're working with, the RNC, and actually the people out of D.C., they know. So we're getting more information back from them. And then we'll work with the parties, the state parties and the local parties through the state, and obviously our groups. And we got to figure out what's going to be able to sell.
Well, I just hope that we can get this figured out. I don't think anybody realizes what you've done and what's gone on. And I think they got to look at the entire West Coast just before they go after you and point the finger. As we wrap it up, give me a closing thought, and we'll have to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you know what, Pat? And look, when you're at the top of the party, that it's your responsibility. This goes with it. You win, you don't get the credit. You lose, you're the one holding the ticket. So it's fine. It goes with the territory. And I think you have to look at. I'm not worried about that. I think time will show that we did better than anybody else as far as the. What we built, the infrastructure we put back in place, which we've never had. And as you look along those lines, it's a Thanksgiving. We want to take care of everybody. Have a great, great holiday season. Be safe. As I mentioned, I had a tragic loss over the weekend. But love the one, love who you're with. Call your family. Call your friends. And give them your love. And, forgive the ones you can forgive.
Thanks. Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate you very much. I don't mean to be rude. I got to go to break, but you're the man. Thank you, and God bless you. And God bless everybody out there. Deuce, Eddie, and Alex, you'll be up right as soon as we get back. Stay tuned for more.
When you have problems with your heating and air conditioning at home or your office, you'll want the Honest Rapid Repair Service. We recommend Conservative Personal Service from Mike. Mike's Air Conditioning and Heating Service. Call 702-645-3722. That's 702-645-3722. Senior, military, and union member discounts apply. For inside weather you like, you be sure and call Mike. 702-645-3722. 645-3722.